This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is our history doctor, Bill Smith. Bill, welcome back.
Great to be back.
All right. Event that happened in just the past few weeks. New York Congressman Charlie Rangel found guilty by the House Ethics Committee of violations. Not earth-shaking. Not necessarily dramatically historic, but it will give us a chance to look at some congressional troubles of the past.
Indeed. And no one has come out and tried to say that this is in our sort of bailiwick of, oh, my gosh, the worst, the greatest,
right,
the biggest. It's unfortunately,
yeah, I was going to say,
just another day at Washington, D.C. He was convicted of ethics violations. And the question isn't so much that unusual fact. Frankly, there hasn't been an administration since the turn of the 20th century that did not have some member of Congress convicted or some member of the cabinet convicted. It, regrettably, is a part of our political system.
So this was nothing new for Democrats. It's nothing new for Republicans.
Absolutely not. During the 80s, the Democrats could hardly keep a Speaker of the House for the various investigations going on. Jim Wright, most notable of Texas, having to resign after people looked into the sales of his books as a way to get around his limits for speaking engagements. Similar troubles, though, with money got Newt Gingrich into trouble on the Republican side and led to his eventual censure in front of the House. Recently, you have both sides of the aisle again. Ted Stevens, the GOP senator from Alaska, was convicted of multiple counts of bribery, but after losing his reelection bid, the charges were dropped as our current Attorney General, Eric Holder, decided that justice essentially had been done, and he was eldered, of course, tragically dying in an airplane accident recently. William Jefferson of Louisiana was convicted of multiple charges stemming from the discovery of $90,000 in cash in his freezer. How did that mysterious stake get there after the Katrina aftermath? Duke Cunningham in California, conspiracy, fraud, and bribery. Dan Rostenkowski of Illinois on the other side of the aisle, his role in the House post office scandal. We could go on for hours.
And that's just Illinois and Louisiana.
Exactly.
those states alone can. Scandal's nothing new. What happens next for Charlie Rangel?
Well, there are three actions that can be taken by the House against Rangel. Expulsion, censure, and reprimand. Expulsion is fairly obvious, and it is the most rare. There have only been five members of the House of Representatives that have been expelled, and three of them came from the Civil War era, members of the House that took a seat in the Confederate House and then were expelled from the U.S. House for obvious reasons of treason.
So expulsion is when the body kicks you out, and the voters have had no say in that.
Exactly. You are removed for egregious offense. The only other two, Michael Myers, no relation to actor or horror movie villain, by the way, in the Abscam scandal back in 1980, the lead of that, and then most recently James Traficant of Ohio, was expelled after his conviction on 10 felony counts in 2002. So some fairly high-level, very, very significant felony, money-oriented events that saw these two members removed.
That's expulsion.
Five have been expelled. Censure is the more common and the longest running. This is the typical punishment in which the member of the House is publicly humiliated by being told to stand in the well, you know, down front where usually you'd give a speech. However, you can only sit there and listen to the debate in which charges against you will be read aloud. And this is the punishment that's involved, essentially a public verbal flogging in front of the members. A new level was brought in the 90s in which reprimand was added. It was kind of hard to get members of the House to submit to censure because of that obvious embarrassment. Reprimand is the same thing, but you don't have to stand in front of everyone
to
receive it. It's just read. It's put into the record. Now, for example, both sides of the aisle again, Newt Gingrich from the Republicans, Barney Frank from the Democrats, are a couple of famous censures in recent years.
Well, you are great about bringing out these events that we think would have never been lost to the dustbins of history because they're so fantastic, so unusual, but somehow we have forgotten. I bet dealing with censure, reprimand, and congressional troubles, there are some episodes that will get our imagination going.
Well, they're certainly colorful, and, you know, the 1800s are always good for it. You can sort of settle back there and enjoy. Brigham Henry Roberts of Utah, one of only two elected members, denied their seat.
Oh, he never was able to serve?
Not allowed to serve. He was accused in 1899 of having practiced polygamy and not allowed to take his seat in the House of Representatives. Robert Potter of North Carolina was expelled for cheating at cards.
What? Okay.
And pulling a gun or knife in a dispute. It was somewhat murky as to what happened. His expulsion didn't go through. He ends up being reprimanded, you know, before the House. But I thought that was perhaps one of the most colorful ones that didn't exactly have serious impact. We've spoken in the past of Charles Sumner of Massachusetts' caning at physical abuse at the hand of Preston Brooks of South Carolina, Brooks marching onto the floor of the House and beating senseless Sumner with his cane as a result of a dispute over slavery. I also have to point out this one. The very first complaint ever was Matthew Lyon of Kentucky. He was recommended for censure for spitting on Ralph Griswold of Connecticut. The censure failed to pass.
Does it have to be something where you hit another member of Congress, or you've cheated at cards, or been charged with bribery?
No, you know, and sometimes these events that lead to the departure of members of the House don't get to the point of a censure. Many times the House member will simply leave before then. For example, Rostenkowski is convicted, and he's not going to get censured because he left his seat. Here in the state of Arkansas, you know, unfortunate memories of Wilbur Mills and his escapades with the stripper Fannie Fox and subsequent alcoholism-induced embarrassments led to his resignation from the House before any action could be taken to him, not unlike the more recent events of Patrick Kennedy with his Ambien driving that resulted in some car accidents. And again, he, you know, sort of stepped back from things, asked for some treatment and the sympathy of the House before an action could be taken against him. So there are all sorts of myriad reasons why you might find yourself standing in the well. And I think when we look at what's happened to Charlie Rangel, in spite of his 40 years of service, and he would plead the circumstances surrounding his legal issues, I do believe that I will be a little surprised in looking backwards at what's happened if we won't see the good congressman standing before the House soon.
And until that happens,
we're history.